Scientists working with a NASA satellite called SWIFT announced this week that they have detected the most distant gamma ray explosion ever seen in the universe. That gamma ray burst happened about 12.6 billion light years from Earth, making it only about 900 million years after the Big Bang, a time when the universe was just a baby. So joining me now to talk more about what they saw and what it means is Donald Lamb. He is the Lewis Block Professor in Astronomy and Astrophysics at the University of Chicago. He joins us by phone. Thanks for talking with us, Dr. Lamb.
Thanks, Ira. I'm very glad to be here.
Now, a gamma ray burst is a pretty powerful explosion, is it not?
Very powerful. We think that the gamma ray bursts come from the collapse of massive stars. The stars may be 30 or 100 times as massive as the sun. And when the star collapses, it forms a black hole. Material from the star flows into that black hole and releases enormous amounts of energy.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of energy that's released is about the amount it would take to annihilate the entire sun. And it produces an explosion that's the most brilliant events we know of in the universe. The gamma ray burst itself is a million times a billion times brighter than the entire galaxy in which it goes off.
Gee whiz. That is one heck of a burst.
It is. And even the afterglow, as it fades away, is tens of billions of times brighter than the galaxy. So astronomers often have to wait many days, even weeks, for that to fade away in order to even spy the host galaxy.
Mm-hmm. But the fact that it is so strong, does that make it easier for us to see it from such far a distance?
That's exactly right. The SWIFT satellite, the teams led by Neil Gehrels at Goddard Space Flight Center, deserve enormous credit for detecting this burst. They are very, very bright, but this comes from so far away that it took the special capabilities that they created for this satellite to be able to do it. The bursts are coming from much further away than almost anything else that we can observe in the universe, and we expect that we'll find ones still farther away, even earlier in the life of the universe, and that these will provide us with tremendous amount of new information about the very earliest times in the universe.
Well, we're talking 12.6 billion miles away, which would take us 12.6 billion years back in time, correct?
Correct.
And that, how much further can we go back?
Well, that's a great question. This burst happened when the universe was only about 5% of its present age. And we think that there are the very first stars in the universe formed maybe when the universe was only about 500 million years old. So we're getting close to the moment of first light in the universe when the very first stars formed. And that is very, very significant. It will tell us when the stars formed and when light started to appear in the universe, when these stars began to form the heavy elements, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, iron, and so on, that we're made of, that allow life and that allow planets to form.
I guess one of the big questions of the universe is, why is there anything?
Yes, that's one of these very, very deep questions. Cosmologists are making some real progress about understanding how the richness and complexity of the structures that we see of the galaxies and clusters of galaxies. And it turns out that gravity really can do that if we have also, as we believe there is, large amounts of dark matter as well as the kind of luminous matter that you and I are made of.
Mm-hmm. How long did this burst last for?
That's a great question. This burst lasted about 200 or 300 seconds. Most of the bursts we see last only maybe a few seconds or maybe tens of seconds. And this lasted much longer because of how early in the universe it happened. It happened briefly, but then as the light traveled to us, the universe continued to expand and stretched out that time to 200 or 300 seconds.
Wow. It's hard to imagine. The universe was moving almost as fast as the light was?
It just traveled a very, very long distance.
If you had not been looking in that direction with your satellite, would you have seen it?
No. It was relatively bright in the infrared, but not the optical because, again, it was so far away. It does take telescopes to look at this, but this is so much brighter than the sensitivity limits of ground-based telescopes. Once people were alerted by the SWIFT team, which happens over the Internet within a matter of seconds, then they quickly followed it up. And, in fact, it was my former student Dan Reichert at the University of North Carolina who put together the resources and followed this up and determined that this was the very first gamma ray burst coming from so far away.
Well, you know, if it's sort of a hit or miss thing, if you're looking in the right place, you see it. How do you know where the right place to look is?
That's a very, very tough thing. It's kind of like, even though these bursts and gamma rays are so bright, you don't know, you know, where to look, and you don't know when to look. So it's kind of like being in a darkened room and having a flash of light over here and then over there. The only way really to handle that is to build an instrument that looks at a lot of the sky all the time, and that's what SWIFT does.
1-800-989-8255. Let's see if we can get a quick phone call or two in. Stanton in Hawaii. Hi, Stanton.
1-800-989-8255.
Oh, you got to turn your radio off.
Hello, I'm sorry, I was calling in about a later subject you're going to be talking about, creationism.
Well, go ahead.
Now, about creationism?
Sure.
Well.
Okay, well, we'll put you on hold, but let me bring that question up. Dr. Lamb, if you have good views now that this thing is, that the universe is 12.6 billion years old, how do you answer creationists who say it's only, you know, 7 days or 7,000 years?
Well, I think that the difference is science is based on conjectures and theories, but they have to be put to observational tests. And Dan Reichert and I actually predicted that these bursts would be found at such very, very great distances very early in the universe. But we waited with anticipation, but it could have turned out that we were wrong. And the problem with creationism or intelligent design is that it's a matter of belief, not a matter of science and experiment and the possibility of being wrong.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that there are greater challenges to science now than there ever were in your history of your own career?
Well, I mean, I think there are greater opportunities than ever before because of the tremendous capabilities that we have to do science, but there's also tremendous challenges, and I do believe that this is a very serious and important issue. One way that I talk about this with some of my students is, I say, I believe that the universe began 1 second ago. Ira, show me, you know, tell me how I'm wrong about that. And, well, if it's a student, they might say, but we were just talking, we've been talking for 5 or 10 minutes, and I say, well, God just put those memories in your brain so that you would think we had been, but the universe really only began a second ago. And they'll continue to come up with different pieces of what they think are evidence, but it's a belief I'm expressing, not something that's a matter of testing or experiment. And so they quickly realize that there's a very, very great distinction between science, which does make hypotheses and theories, but they can be contradicted and ruled out, whereas a belief that the universe began 1 second ago, really someone can adhere to that, and there's nothing that you can do to dissuade them. It's a matter of their belief.
Yeah. Let me see if I get a quick question in from Elliot in Athens, Ohio. Hi, Elliot.
Hi, Ira. I was just wondering if we just got those rays now, and you have an estimation of how long ago the universe was created, how long would it be till we got rays from that if it was the Big Bang?
Good question. This explosion, the light, as I was saying, took about 12.6 billion years. So it happened 900 million years after the Big Bang. So the most that we could hope to see would be something that had started that much earlier. However, the universe became opaque, and we can't see back further than of the order of a million years after the Big Bang, in light at least.
So we'd have to catch something else.
Indeed, and there are things that we can catch. In fact, hydrogen and helium and some lithium were formed in the very first moments of the Big Bang at these very high temperatures, and their abundances of those are fossil evidence in the universe of the conditions of temperature and density of those first moments. So when we look at some of that material today in a star or in a place in the galaxy that's has primordial gas in it, we actually have a fossil record of those earlier conditions, and that's the kind of thing that we can use to look even further back.
Wow. So, like, you can see what it was like then?
Right. We can see what was produced then, and then knowing that and knowing how nuclear reactions produced hydrogen and helium, we can figure out exactly the conditions that were present in the universe at that time.
Wow. Well, I guess that answers my question.
Great question, Elliot.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. And we'll have to just keep watching how far back you can take us.
Thanks, Ira. I think that this is really what we've been hoping and waiting for, and now the fun begins. These bursts are going to be, they hold such enormous promise as powerful and even unique probes of the early universe. I'm very excited about the future.
Well, we'll try to be as excited with you. Thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. Donald Lamb, Professor of Astronomy and Astrophysics at the University of Chicago. We're going to take a short break and come back to talk about the upcoming Dover, Pennsylvania trial about the teaching of evolution and intelligent design in biology classes, and get an update on where that trial stands. I think it's going to begin in just a few days, so stay with us. We'll be right back after the short break.